Yeah. Okay. So today is Daf Yud. So we are we're like in the middle of what the case is. The Gemara is doing now is basically it's bringing down 17 cases where the Sfeikos or Shilas about what to do with Bedikas Chametz. So we are in the middle of case number two. So case number two, if we just we'll read it out loud. Shtei Tziburin. So when you have a Shnei Tziburim, Echad Shemachad, Vetzos HaChametz, you have two bundles, one of matzah, one of chametz, Lif Neim, Shnei Batim, in front of them are two houses, Echad Baduk, Vechad Sheino Baduk, one house is checked, one house is Eino checked. V'asher Shnei Akbarim, and two mice come, Achad Shachal Matzah, V'achad Shachal Chametz. One takes from the chametz pile, one takes from the matzah pile, V'lo Yodein, and they go into a house, V'lo Yodein, they didn't hide the high L, the high L. We don't know which house they go into. So the one that went in, hopefully, what we're going to say is that the one that took chametz went into the chametz house. So you have to check it anyway. The one that went took matzah took it to the pre-checked house. So we say high no shtei kupos. The state in the same as two kupos, which we mentioned yesterday. The Tanya of the Brice that says shtei kupos. We have two barrels. Achas shel chulin, achas shel truma. One has chulin peros, one has truma peros, but if name shnei soyim, and then we have two bundles, achat shel chulin and achat shel truma, v'naflu elu toch elu, shani omer, we say both mutar, shani omer, chulin toch chulin naflu, truma toch truma naflu, we assign the truma into the truma pile, the chulin into the truma pile, into the chulin pile, and we're all good to go. There's no mixture of tevel. So the Gemara asks, okay, well, how are we making this comparison? We're comparing the truma case to the chametz case. So Gemara says, "Emer de Amrinan Shani Omer Betruma de Rabbanan." When do we say this Ani Omer? That we'll just assume that the Chulin went into the Chulin. We'll assume for the convenience sake. What we say it's wanted by Truma de Rabbanan. Rashi points out Truma de Rabbanan is Bismanazeh. Truma de Bismanazeh is the Rabbanan. We'll do that. You can have other cases of Truma de Rabbanan, anything other than Dagon Tirosh Yitzer, according to some. So it's Truma de Rabbanan. So there, since we're already making on the Truma de Rabbanan, we'll assume that the chulin fell into the chulin and the truma fell into the truma. Tosas points out it must be a case where you don't have we don't have bittul berov, because chulin into truma midoraisa bittul berov is batal. So you should just it must not be enough. Midorabanan we say 1 in 100, but or 101, but it must be a case where it's not enough for bittul, because if it was enough to be bittul even on the raisa level, we wouldn't have this problem. So he says truma de rabanan, but chametz is halacha de raisa. You can't have chametz. Chametz the raisa mi arminon? Why would we make it and do this tola thing and say the chametz went to the chametz and the matzah went to the matzah? We're talking about a potential list of the raisa. So Gemara says, wait a second. Atu bedikas chametz the raisa? Is bedikas chametz the raisa? No, ba yirah, ba yamatzah is the raisa. Bedikas chametz, as Ladari Shoni pointed out, was only niskan to get rid of a suffix. It's a din derabanan. Din derabanan to check your house. Right? What we say, right? Because we say, dahab mi daraisa, bitu ba almasagi lay. Mili de Araisa, which goes back to our Machlokas Rashi Tosos in the first plot, but Mili de Araisa, Bittul's enough. So the Dikas Chametz is also der Abanan. So that's why I can make the comparison between the two. Fine. Next case. Sibur Echad Shel Chametz. So we have one pile of Chametz. Ulafanav Shnei Batim Bedukim. And we have in front of us two houses that were both checked. V'asa Achbar, V'shakal, and a mouse comes and takes the from the chametz, and it goes into one of the houses. V'lo yadinan ilahayal. We don't know if it went into which house it went into. So the Gemara says, "Hainu shnei shvilin." This is the same case when it comes to the din of two paths of shnei shvilin by tuma. One is that case. Ditnan the Mishnah Maseches Taharos. Shnei shvilin. You have two paths. So we have one path. Sounds like a poem, right? So you have two paths. One goes this way. One goes that way. And on one of them is definitely tumah buried. Right? So if you're walking over one of the paths, you're definitely going to become tamei. Okay, shnei shvilin tam, shnei shvilin echad tamei, the echad tahor, and one is tahor. The halach be echad mehen, the asa taharos, ubachaver be sheni the asa taharos. So Reuven walks on path one, and then after he does path one, he touches taharos. Shimon walks on path two, and after walking on path two, he touches taharos. Somebody was, because they went on different paths, somebody was mahil over the dead body that's buried in one of these paths. Somebody's taharos should be tummy. So what do we do? But we don't know, because we don't know which path, I guess, has the body. Well, we don't know which one walked over the path with the body. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, im nish alu zebif neyatzmo v'zev neyatzmo tohorim shneim. If Reuven comes to the judge and says, "Am I tar?" He says, "Yeah, safek yitar." Shimon comes later and asks if I'm tar. He says, "Yeah, safek yitar." V'las achas, if they come at the same time, well then we can't say you're both tar, because definitely one of you, you know, we can't paskin that if it's right in front of us, that doesn't look right. So v'las achas tamei, and then we say that they're both tamei. One's mitamei, you know, for sure. One's tamei d'rabban, I guess. V'safek. Rabbi Yossi Omer ben kach ben kach tamei. He says no. But in both instances, whether they come at once time or they come zeh or zeh, they're going to be tameim. The Rashi says, "V'halach b'sheni yodim hein shebishviel shahalach zeh lo halach zeh." That's what we know. That's the vade echamim tamei. So in the shalu, if they ask kol echad lechacham, each one asks one chacham. Sveiko b'fnei atzmo, it's a suffix in and of itself. So tahor ve'ein based in yochel atamo. It's based in yochel. They can't. The rule is, if you have a suffix of tumah in Rosh Hasharabim, it's going to be judged as tar. But in Bo, Vas Achas, they came in one time, Holu Bohora Achas. If we're talking about one psak, Yishlan Alomar Tamei Matahorim. We have to say, one of them is for sure Tamei, one of them is for Tahor. So, E. F. Shalan Alomar Lehem Tahorim, we can't say that they are both Tahor, right? Sharia Echa Vabe Tamei, because one of them is definitely Tamei. Okay, so that's the machlokas. But Amarava Rava limits machlokas and says the itamer Rabbi Yochanan vivas achas. Maybe you'll say, sorry. Amarava itamer Rabbi Yochanan vivas achas. If they come at one time, with divrei akol tameim. They're all everyone agrees it'll be tamei because you have no choice, right? Mizeh achar zeh. If they come one after the other, the divrei akol tohorim. Then they're both tar because they're coming. They're presenting themselves at different times. Each time they present themselves, it's a suffik tumah versus a ram, which will make a tar. Lo nechlekul, where is this machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi? El bal hishal alav adal chavero. Where Reuven comes and asks about himself and about Shimon. So it's sort of a hybrid case. It's only one person coming, but he's asking about both. Right? So Rabbi Yossi medami le libas achas. Rabbi Yossi compares this to a case of bas achas, and therefore they will both be tamei. Right? Rashi says, Rabbi Yossi medami le bas achas, v'afal pish eich shneim fanecha, even though they both aren't in front of you, nevertheless, Sarich ata hora achas l'shneim. You have to paskin for both of them at that moment. O tmei matem, o tahor matem. But in ein ata yochol omer tahor matem. You can't say that you're tahor because one of them is going to be tamei. So that's Rav Yossi. But Rav Yehuda medami leili b'zeh achar zeh. Rav Yehuda says it's similar to zeh achar zeh, which would mean that you can paskin, well, you're in front of us, so it's a suffik tumma versus a rabim, and therefore you're tahor. Right? Ho ve'ein, Rashi says, ho ve'ein kan shol el achad. Don't look at it's what we're deciding. Look at the people in front of us. There's only one person in front of us. So Mishivan Le Tarata. We say that you are Tar. So a suffik biyahu. It's a suffik. Or may atzmo yavin sha'af chaveru kamo. I don't know what that means. Right? But if they're both asking, so that's the machloka. So how does it apply to us? The Rashi says, V'gabi batim nami. In our case also. We have a mouse that went into one of two houses. So he says, V'gabi batim nami. Im bo lishol zela atzmo v'zepnei atzmo. If each house comes independently to ask the shayla what to do, do I need to recheck the house, according to Rashi, or can I eat the chametz that I see, according to Tosos? So, right, zebifnei atzmo, zebifnei atzmo, amridon le, l'kol chad, i'etat tzarech levadok. We'll tell each one individually, you don't have to check. It's a suffik. But the kevan, the bedikas chametz, the rabbanon. Because bedikas chametz is only in the rabbanon. So it's a suffik, the rabbanon. Because you would say, it's a suffik tumah v'shus hayachid. Maybe something which was lucky, you should be machmir. So therefore, talina lekula bavrino siveko mukhnuter. The imavas achas bo shneim tzarichim b'dika. But if they both come at the same time, then you require b'dika on both. Same case as the shnei shivim. Okay, that was that case. Next case. We see the chametz. You see the mouse take the chametz. Okay, right. The suffik al suffik lo al, which is suffik whether he went into that checked house. Or didn't go to the checked house. We didn't see him go into the house. Or Mesupak, whether he went into the house. So Hainu, this is the same din as Hainu Bika. This is the same din as Bika, Ubiplukta Rabbi Eliezer the Rabbanan. And it's subject to the Machlokas of Rabbi Eliezer and the Rabbanan. Ditran, we have another Mishnah Taharos. Hanichnas Lebika. So someone goes into the valley. The Bika has lots of fields next to each other. That's the right. Bika Rashi says, Harbei Sados Hasmuchim Yachar Karim Bika. That's where the Bika, he goes in the Yamos HaGeshomim. During the rainy season, as Rashi points out, during the rainy season, have a bika rishus hayachid l'tumah. The bika is considered a rishus hayachid because I guess everything is planted and people don't walk there because they're going to trample on the seeds. Right? Mipnei shekvar tsama hazera ve'im rishus kol echal likanis lai v'kaimelon. And we know suffik tumah rishus hayachid sveikot tameh. If you have a suffik of tumah that take that came about in Rosh Hashanah Yachid, the halacha is that we view the Tzlafet makes it Tameh. So that's what we have here. We have Rosh Hashanah Yachid. So someone walks into the Bikka, Vituma Besada Plonis, and in one of the fields, we know that there is a buried body. All right? We don't know where the dead body is, right? But Amar Echad, and one person says, Halachti b'makom halaz, I went into this bikka, the eini yodeya im nechnasti v'oso sade, but im lo nechnasti. I don't know whether or not I went into that field that has the mace. So Rabbi Lezer metahir, Rabbi Lezer says he's tahir, the chachamim metamin, and the chachamim are going to be metamin. The chachamim makes sense because we know of suffix tumor shosayachin, it should be tamei. Why does Rabbi Lezer say he's tahir? Rabbi Lezer Omer, Suffolk Bia Tahor. He says that when do we say Suffolk Tuma B'Shus HaYachid? That's if we're Mesupik as to whether or not someone got Tameh. But here, we're beyond that. We have a Suffolk as to whether or not you have entered the field to begin with. Right, Rashi says, so where the Rashi's come longer. Chamim Metamim, to have a Suffolk Tuma B'Shus HaYachid. Fine. Rabbi Lezer, Lo Chashiv a Suffolk Tuma. He doesn't view something as a Suffolk Tuma. Eli Imke Nichnas L'Sada. We know he went into the field, but we don't know whether he was made an ohel over the body or not. So here basically he's saying it's two sfeikos. Suffolk number one, did he go into the field? Suffolk number two, even if he went into the field, did he make an ohel over the dead body? That's aval hashva havle sfeik sfeika. So the same thing over here. So therefore, how does that work in our case? Finish reading. So Rabbi Lezer Omer, Suffolk Bia Tahor, Suffolk Maga Tuma Tameh. So here we can say that the Suffolk by our comments as well. So long as we don't know whether the mouse went into the house, we don't have to be choshesh that he left over chametz to recheck. Number one, it's Suffolk whether he went into the house. And even if he said he went into the house, maybe he didn't leave any leftovers over. So it's a sex veka. So you would think that what that means here is that this case of the house is subject to the same machlokas as a Chacham Rabbi Lezer, where Rabbi Lezer would say you don't have to check the house, and the Chacham would say you would have to check the house. But then Rashi adds, no, Gabi Batim Afil Rabbanim Odo, even the Rabbanim who will say over there by the case of the fields that you would have to be, it's Sveikot Tamei, the cave on here they will agree that you don't have to check the house. Getavon the Bedikas Chametz the Rabbanon Talim Lekula. Since Bedikas Chametz is the Rabbanon, we'll say in this case that the Suffolk is going to be Tahor, which is interesting. Tosfos points out right away. Why did the Gemara then say will be plucked to the Rabbi Lezer Rabbanon, which makes it sound that it's similar, just like we have the Machlokas over there and the Machlokas over here. So in this case and in the next case, the Gemara brings a case and says it's subject to this other Machlokas, and Rashi says no, even though we have that other Machlokas, in this case one of the Baal Pluktas would agree. Tosfos says no. And then in later cases, when we say that it's subject to Machlokas, Rashi agrees and doesn't allow it to be, say that even one of the Bar Peluktas agrees in this case. So it's a question on Rashi as to why in these two cases, he'll say that one of the Bar Peluktas will agree. That's why Tosfos doesn't like it. Okay, next case number five. Oh, so the Achbar goes into the house with Chametz in his mouth, and we see it. Ubaduk, and we checked afterwards. V'lo Ashkach. And we don't find any chametz after the mouse. So plut to the Rav Meir Rabbanon. This is subject to the machlokes to the Rav Meir Rabbanon. Similar machlokes. It's not, because we have this Mishnah in Nida. Hay Rabbi Meir Omer, kol davar shebecheskas tuma, lo'olam hu betumaso achi vandachat tuma hechanu. Let's read it. Anything that we have a chazaka, we haven't established that it's tamei, remains tamei until we know for sure where the tuma went. The Chacham say, Bodek, you check, Achi Megila Sela Lakarka Basula, until you get to the, check as best you can, and if the tumor is not there, you assume that the tumor left. What's that case? Rashi says, Kol Dover Shebecheskas Tuma, the Maseches Nida, case Maseches Nida. So, Gal Tame Shenis Arid in Shnei Galim Dorim, I guess you two stones or two bundles, that got once Tame and two are not, right? Batku Echad Mehen, so you checked in one of them, Vinim Tzatahor. And we know something once time has this tum in one, and there's no tum in two. We checked one, and we find that it's tahor. Hu tahor v'shnayim tameim. He's tahor, and the other two are tamei. Shnayim matzan tahorim. If you check two of them, and you found both of them to be tahor, so hein tahorim, they're both tahor, because you checked and you didn't find anything. V'shlishi tamei. The third one's going to be tamei. Shlashton, you checked all three. U matzan tahorim, kulan tameim. If you checked all three, and you didn't find the tumah. We know tumah is in one of them. We saw it at the Golan. But then we checked all three, we can't find it. So Rav Meir says they're all tamei. Shahir Rav Meir Omer, because Rav Meir says, Kol davar shebicheskas tumah la'olam hibu tumasa, ad sheyodeh lechabat tumah heichanu. Tumah, something that we know, we have a chazaka that it's tamei, we can't remove it from the tumah status unless we know where the tumah went. We know that there's tumah in one of these three bundles, and then we checked and we can't find it, they're all going to remain tamei because we have no idea where the tumah went. But Chachamim Omer, no, Chachamim say no. Bodik Bekarko, check all the way down to the ground. Vichofer Achigila Sela, until you get to the bedrock, basically. Right? Shelo Zazakal Olam. Vimlam Mautza, and if you don't find the Tumah anywhere, Omer Ba Ore, Venatla Ba Achba, Venatla Ba Achba Venatla. We say that an animal came and took it away. So you're good to go. There's no Tumah. So that would be our case as well, also. We know that the mouse took the Chametz in. And we checked afterwards, so we couldn't find it. So, according to Rabbi Meir, you don't know where it went. So therefore, you assume that you have to check again. According to Chachamim, we assume that the mouse ate the whole thing. But again, Rashi says no. Over here, Rabbi Dikas Chametz, if Rabbi Meir Omer Achbar Achla, the biggest Chametz Rabbanan. He says here also, Rabbi Meir would agree. The question is, what can you do otherwise? Right? If you can't find, you're supposed to check. He went in and he checked. He didn't find it. What else is he supposed to do? Okay, that was case number five. Case number six. Oh, so the Achbar goes in front of us with chametz in his mouth, ubadak, and you went after checked after him, v'ashkach, and you find a piece of bread. You find the piece of bread. I just don't know for certain, is this the piece of bread, the chametz that the mouse took in? Maybe I just didn't do a good job, and it's a different piece of bread, and therefore I still have to check for the piece that the mouse brought in. So that's pluk to the Rebbe of Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. That's subject to machlokas of Rebbe Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. The Tanya with the following case, Sada Shenevabot Kever. So we have a field that we know that there's a kever in there. We just lost it. We don't know where it is. So Anichlas Asocha Tamei. Somebody who enters that field is going to be Tamei. We suffic, because we're going to say that maybe he was mahil over the kever. But then Nimsa Kever, once we find the kever, Hanichlas Asocha, somebody who walks into the field where the kever is not, is Tahor. Shani Omer, because I'll say, oh, we found a kever, that must be the kever that we lost. We don't assume that it's a different kever. Because I say, Shani Omer, kever she'avad hu kever she'nimsa. The kever that was lost is the kever that was found. Divrei Rebbe, that's a Rebbe says. So to us, we'll say that the chametz that you found was the chametz that you lost. And Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Omer, tibatakol so the kula. No, you still have to check the entire field. Because you never know, maybe this is another kever. So you still have to check the entire house, because you never know, maybe this is a different piece of bread. And here Rashi doesn't say, oh, here Rabbi Shimon Gamliel will agree, because it's din d'rabbanan. Why here, not in their case, I don't know. Okay, case number seven. Heniach tesha umatza eser. A person put out 9 pieces of bread. This is after Bedika, so it may not necessarily be the source of not putting out 10 pieces of chametz for Bedika's chametz, but a person puts out 9 pieces of bread after he does Bedika, v'matza eser. Then he goes to burn it, and he counts, and he's got one more. He's got 10. So somehow, either these are 10 new pieces of chametz, or it's only one new piece of chametz, right? So, I guess what does he have to do here? Right? What's the new case? Heniach. Okay, so the plukta de Rebbe Rabbanan. This is also subject to the dispute between Rebbe and Rabbanan. The time of the following brisa. Heniach mana, you put out $100 of Maiser Sheni money, right? That's Maiser Sheni money, you have to bring it up to Yerushalayim. So, and then Matzah Masayim, you come back and you find 200. So is this the 100 that I put out? Or is this another different 200 that's not Maiser Sheni? So what do we say? We say, Chulinu Maiser Sheni Mu'urim Zebezeh. Okay, Divrei Rebbe. Rebbe says, no, this is the 100 that you put there, and then there is another 100 that got placed there. It's Chulin and Maishini put together. What do? So you put the 200 onto the 100 of the 200 onto another onto other coins to make sure that those are the Maishini. But you assume that your 100 is still there. He says, no, it's a different number. This is a different pile. That you put down 100. This is 200. This is a completely different 200. So two over here will say that with the 9. So here by the Chametz, also according to Rebbe, if you put down 9 prusos and you find 10, we're going to be told that these are the 9 that you put to begin with. And another piece of bread got put down here. And therefore, I guess you don't have to do Bedikas Chametz. But according to Chachamim, you have to be choshish that these 9 ones, the 9 original ones you put out, were dragged somewhere else. And the 10 that are here are 10 different ones. Better go check your house now to see if you can find those 9. Okay. Case number 8. What about the opposite? Heniach Eser. You put down 10. umatatesha, and you found 9. So now the question is, are these 9 different than your 10? Are these 9 of your original 10, one got taken? Right, so here, Hainu Seifa. That's the Seifa of that price that we questioned by Maisa Sheni, which was the Tanya over there, Heiniach Masayim, you put out $200, the Matzah Mana, then you come back and you find $100. What do we say? Mana Munach Umana Mutal. We say 100 was taken, and 100 is left over. This 100 still here is Maisa Sheni, Divi Rebbe. But Chacharim say, Hakol Chulin. No, this is what ended up happening here, is you put out 200, and those are gone, and now the 100 left over is a different 100. So too by Chametz, according to Rebbe, we're going to assume that the 9 that you found are from the original 10 that you found. And so therefore you don't have to check after one piece. According to Chametz, we're going to assume that the 9 here are 9 different ones. You have 10 pieces throughout the house you better go find. You better go look for them and find them. Okay. I don't know why you can't just do Bittel. But okay, assuming that you don't want to do Sumich on Bittel and stuff like that, then you have to go check. Case number 9. Heiniach b'zavit zo. You put down chametz in one corner of the house. The matzah b'zavis acheres, and then you find chametz in a different corner of the house. Okay, so is this the same chametz or not? Did it get moved? Maybe somebody moved it, whatever. So plukta the Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Rabbanan. This is subject to the machlokes of Rabbi Shimon Gamliel and Rabbanan. The Tanya, the following case, kardom she'ava b'bayis. So what's the case of kardom she'ava b'bayis? It's an axe, I guess, that was lost in the house. Habayis tamei. We say that the house is tamei. Because we're going to assume, Shani Omer, I'm going to assume, Adam Tamei Nichnas, a Tamei person entered the house, Lusham, Unitalo, and he took this kardom, and by using the kardom, he was Meshami somehow with all the Kalim. Rashi says, Abai is Tamei, Kokli Abai is Tamei. The entire house is Tamei. Why? Shani Omer, I'm going to say, Adam Tamei Nichnas, Lusham, we just said a Tamei person walked in, Meshami is Kokli Abai, and he used all the Kalim. That's why the kardom is missing. Somebody came into the house, I don't know, the cleaning lady came into the house and she used everything. That's what, and this thing is missing. Meaning we're going to assume that she used everything and everything became tamei. That's what, that's I guess, the chamim. But Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Omer says, no, habayis is tar, everything's tar. Don't be choshish that a tamei person came into the house and touched all the kelim and took the kardom. Shani Omer, I'll say, hish'ilu la'acher v'shachach. O'kshem not l'mizav v'zon, l'mizav v'zacher v'shachach. We'll assume that we don't need a guy to do. I lent it to somebody and I forgot. Or I put it here and I just forgot. I forgot that I misplaced it somewhere else.
Is this a low thing that most people are tummy? But what's the reason for this?
I'm assuming that they assume that people are tummy. That's
because there's a thief who broke into your house, it's probably not that old, probably
a lost. Okay. Okay, I mean, he says thief? Who does he quote that says it's a thief?
No, the earlier case where it says,
Right, who does he quote that he says that it's a thief? Oh, okay, so the case is brought down there, and that's where he says it's a thief. Okay, that helps. So he's a bad dude. So we assume that he's not being careful with tumah. Okay. Right. Rav Shimon Gamliel says that's still tar. We'll assume that you lent it. So to our case. So well, before we get that, the Gemara says zavis mandekar shmei. What does he say? What happens? Rav Shimon Gamliel said that he put it from one zavis and put it into the other zavis. Where did that come from? So Gemara says, "Pasuri Mechsera." There's a missing word in the text of the Brisa. V'achitani. This is the case. If there's just a full case. Kadam she'avah b'bayis. So he lost the kardom in the house. Habayis tamei. The house is tamei. Shani Omer adam tamei nichnas l'sham matalo. We say that a tamei person came in and touched all the kalim. O shehinichu b'zavizo u'matz b'zavis acheres. Or the case is you put it in one corner and then you find it in the other corner. Habayis tamei. The pious is also tamei. Why? Shani Omer adam tamei nichnas l'sham matalo mitzavizo v'nichnas acheres. So we'll say that a tamei person walked in, picked up the axe, and put it into another corner. Shimon Gamliel Omer says, no, Habai is tar, everything's tar. Shani Omer hishilo la'acher v'shachach. If it's not there, you can assume that he lent it to somebody. And if it's in the other house, you can just say, onet halo, the balabai has picked it up from one corner and put it into the other house, the corner of the house, and he forgot. So too, is going to be the case by the chametz. You have the chametz, you put it in one corner, and you find it in the other corner. So, according to the Tanna Kama, the Chachamim, you'll say, this is not the same chametz. We're going to assume that a mouse came and brought chametz into this corner. You left it over there. That was taken, and this is a different piece of chametz. According to Rav Shimon, right? According to Rav Shimon Gamliel, he's going to say no. Just assume that you forgot it. You've put it in there. You forgot that you moved it to a different corner, and therefore you're okay. You don't have to check. This is the chametz that you left. This is case number 10, I believe. Now, Amar Rava. So Rava says, So now these cases are not like subject to machlokas, but it's Amar Rava, Achbar Nichnas. A mouse comes into the house, the Kikar Befiv, and he has a piece of bread in his mouth. The Nichnas Acharav, and you follow the mouse into the house. Umatzav Peirurin, and you find crumbs. So nevertheless, Tzarech Bedika. You can't assume that these crumbs are from the piece of bread that the mouse brought in. Because the Achbar doesn't usually leave it with leftovers. So if you find crumbs, you can't assume that this belonged to the mouse, because our assumption is that the mouse ate the entire thing that was in his mouth. The Oda Marava, case 11, Tinok Shenichnas. If you follow a baby that walked into the house, the Kikar Biyado, and there's a piece of bread in his hand, the Nichnas Acharav, and you follow the baby into the house, Umatze Peirurim, and you find crumbs, there ain't Tzarech Bedika. You don't need to check for that Kikar. You can assume that the crumbs here are from that Kikar. Why? Because Shadakar Shatinok Lefarer, a baby leaves over a mess. So you have to assume that the baby left over the mess, and that you just clean up this mess here. This is the loaf of bread that was taken in. There's nothing else around the house. Number 12. Bayi Rava. Rava has the following suffix. If we see an achbar nichnas, we see a mouse go into the house, the kikar befiv, a little piece of bread in his mouth. And then we see achbar yotze, we see a mouse coming out with a piece of bread in his mouth. Mahu, what's the din? Can we assume that this is the same mouse with the same piece of bread? Mahu, mi arminin hainu hadin aisle, hainu hadin afak. Are we going to say that this is the same mouse that went in, that came out? Odil machrinu. Or maybe this is a different mouse or a different piece of bread. What's going to be the story? Can we assume that it's the same mouse, the same bread? I don't know how you check the mouse. How can you assume it's the same mouse? Does he have, maybe, I don't know. The Gemara then says, okay, the imtim sin lomar, and if you might say, so in imtim sin lomar, we always have the problem to figure out what does that mean, imtim sin lomar. The Rambam paskins, like all imtim sin lomars. If you say imtim sin lomar, the Rambam says that's what we're going to hold like. So at the end of this, whenever you have these imtim sin lomars, you oftentimes have a teiku at the end. So the machlokas then is, what does that teiku go on? According to a lot of Rishonim, the teiku is going to go into all the cases, because they're all the cases we don't know. According to the Rambam, the teiku is only going to go in that last case. Because whenever we say Imtim Tse Lomar, according to the Rambam, we're going to paskin. So Imtim Tse Lomar, Hainu Hai Da'al, V'Hainu Hai Da'nafik. Let's say you assume that it's the same mouse that went in with the piece of bread coming out with the same piece of bread. What about if it's a different mouse? Achbar Lava Nichnas, a white mouse goes in, the Kikar B'Fib, with a piece of bread in his mouth, and then afterwards, Achbar Shachar Yotze, the Kikar B'Fib, then a black mouse comes out with a piece of bread. Well, Mahu, what's going on now? Here, Ha Vade Achrinu, is this just like it's a different mouse, it's a different piece of bread? O Dilmor, maybe we say it's the same piece of bread, V'Arume Amrimine, and the black mouse overpowered the white mouse and took the same piece of bread. Do we assume it's the same piece of bread? Or it's not there's a different piece of bread. And in Timtse Lomar, and if you're going to say, maybe you'll say, Achbarim lo shokli mehadadi, mice don't fight for the pieces of bread. So therefore, in that case, you would assume that when the second mouse, the black mouse comes out, it's a new piece of bread. What happens if Achbar nichnas, if the mouse goes in, the kikar b'fib, with a piece of bread, the chulda yotze v'kikar b'fiyah, and this weasel, right, this weasel comes out with a piece of bread. Well, now, maybe, do we say, Mahu, do we say, Chulda vada me achbar shaklate? Do we say that the weasel is the one who took it from the mouse's mouth, and therefore it's the same piece of bread, and therefore you don't have to check anymore? O dilma achminu, or do we say, no, it's completely different. The mouse went in with one piece of bread, and the chulda is coming out with another piece of bread. Right, because the isum de me achbar shaklate, achbar b'fiyah mishtachet. Because if the chulda was taking it from the mouse, he would just find the piece of bread in the chulda's mouth, you would find the mouse in the weasel's mouth as well. Right? Im isum nim achbar shaklate, achbar b'piyah havim mishtachach. You will find the piece of bread. Case number 15. The im timtse lomar. And if you will say that it is the same piece of bread, right? Because if you'll say im isum nim achbar shaklate, if you say that it's a different piece of bread, because if the chulda had taken it from the mouse, you would find the mouse in its mouth. Im isum nim achbar shaklate, achbar b'piyah havim mishtachach. What about achbar nichnas v'kibar b'fiv? The mouse goes in with a piece of bread in his mouth. V'chulda yotza, and the chulda comes out. V'kikar v'achbar b'fichulda, and you find a piece of bread and a mouse in the mouth of the chulda. Mahu, what do we say? Hacha vada ihud. We say this for sure is the same mouse with the same piece of bread. O dilma, or would we say that it's not the same piece of bread? Because im isa di iu niyu, if you would have said that this is the same mouse with the same piece of bread, kikar b'fi achar mishtahakach. Maybe you would see that the chulda wouldn't spend the time to first separate the bread from the mouse and then eat both. He would just grab the mouse with the bread in the mouse's mouth. Okay? Odilma, right? Im isa iyu nihu, if this is the same one, kikar b'fi achbar, the bread would be in the mouth of the mouse, mishtakach, right? Sorry, kikar b'fi achbar mishtakach havish tuhuche. Odilma, or do we say no? Mishum bi yasuso hu nafu v'shakate. Or we say no. When the chulda attacked the mouse got scared, dropped the bread, and then the chulda pounced on both pieces, on the bread and the mouse, and that's why you have it separately in the chulda's mouth. Okay? Teku. Again, that's a teku. So again, that's a subject to a machlokas as to whether or not what that means. Right, the ravid in the back. The ravid is a sefer called Kasusham. In the back, you have the riff. On the riff, the Baal Amor writes his arguments on the riff. It's the wrong book. The Ramban defends the riff in the Baal Amor. Then oftentimes you have a ravid. That's something else. The ravid has a separate book called Kasusham. So there's a book called Kasusham. The ravid writes. Shem suffik ain sark badika. From all these cases, it's a suffik, and be a suffik derabanan, I guess, and we don't need a badika because badika is a derabanan, and suffik derabanan kula. But you would do, is you would need to do is just do bittul. The Rambam, in Hilchos Chametz Matzah, Parak Beis, Halacha Gimel, like his way he passes by every case of imtim seilomer, but these sveikos, and therefore, you would have to check. It would only be the last case where you would have the sveik derabanan, because it says teku. Okay. This is still another case, I believe. Yeah, this is case 16. Case 16. Okay. Ba'i Rava. I marked off case 15. I didn't write it. Okay. Ba'i Rava. This is 15?
Yeah, there's three more.
We said there's 17. 4, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15. I think this is 16. Because the last case is not, going to count. Okay. All right. So Ba'i Rava. Okay. Ba'i Rava. Kikar bishmei korah. So there's a loaf of bread that's on top of the beam underneath the house, right? So all the way up there is the beam, right? Sarich sulam lehorida. Do we have to get a ladder to bring it down? Oh, ain't sarich. Or do we not have to get a ladder to bring it down? Why? Mi amrina kuli hai loachuk rabbanan. Do we say the rabbanan weren't matriach you that you have to do so much to go get a ladder and bring it down? Kevun de lo nachis minashe. Because it's not going to fall by itself. What was the whole point of B'dikas Chametz? Because maybe you'll find Galuska Yafa, and then you're going to eat it. So all the way up there, there's no way you're going to get to it. Because it's up in the ladder, it's not going to fall down by itself. Right? So therefore, Kevin Dolonach is Minashe, Lo Asin L'Michle, you won't come to eat it. O Dilma, you're going to say, Zimna Denach of Asin L'Michle. Maybe one time, maybe it will fall down. Maybe the big truck will come down, and it'll shake the house, and it will fall down. And therefore, you have this possibility that you're going to look at it, and maybe not be Mevatel right away, going to Rashi, and therefore violate Bali Rabbi Yamatze. What do? The Imtim say Lomar. And if you're going to say zimnin denafa of the asit lemichle, sometimes it may fall down by itself. What about the opposite case, where there's a chametz that's all the way down in a bor, right? The bor sarach sulmalo so in sarach. Do we have to take a ladder to go down to get the chametz or not? Hachavati lo avidu l'salka minashe. Here, there's no way that the thing is going to fall by itself on the beam on the top. Theoretically, it could fall down. It's not levitating and rising up. It doesn't go against gravity. It's not going to come up by itself. So we have to be worried about that. Odilma, or do we say zimnim denachis demaved sorchev asin lemichla? Or maybe you'll say maybe sometimes a person needs to use the pit in his house, and he'll go down and he'll see it there, and maybe he'll come to eat it. Now, in this last case, which would be case 18, like you pointed out, intim se lomar zimnim denachis letzorchev asin lemichla. That maybe every now and then you might go down and to use the pit, and therefore you suspect that maybe you'll have rachmanis on the bread, and you're going to want to eat it. What about the following case? Kikar b'fi nachash. The loaf of bread is in the mouth of a snake. Do you have to go hire a snake charmer to get the piece of bread out of the mouth of the snake? Right? B'fi nachash. Tzarech chavir lahotzi? O ein tzarech. So do we say, b'gufay achuch rabbanan? Then maybe we say, if you go up in the ladder, you go down the ladder, that's because you yourself are doing something physically with your body. That would the rabbanan will matriach you. But b'mamoni lo achuch rabbanan. But maybe the rabbanan weren't machmir to say that you have to expend money to go get this chametz. O dima lo shnar, do we say lo shnar? The Gemara says, teku. Tosha just points out, what do you mean b'mamoni lo abim? Remember we had the case with the renter? In the case of the renter, it was about Daf Gimel or Daf Dalid, and he rented the house, and he wasn't sure, is it Mechatos or not? And we say, no, it's not a Mechatos, because people want to do mitzvahs with their money. That's what we said, people want to do mitzvahs with their money. So the part Rosh Hashanah says, so over there we say that people do mitzvahs with their money, and here we're saying, if he not going to be able to do, people want to do mitzvahs with their money. But Tosfos has a big difference. Perish hacha dafka the shema yotziyena or yochlena. Because here it's in the mouth of a snake. It's like it's a very. I don't know. Maybe the snake will bring it out. Maybe the snake's going to eat it. You want to spend money on this case? Aval hecha the ika chametz amar lael. When there's definitely chametz, we said before enough dalin the nechal le inish l'davin mitzvah of money. People do want to do mitzvahs with their money. Right. So the reason why use that as the source. If you leave your talis with tefillin and shul, and someone's going to wants to use it, as long as they put it back exactly where it is. The assumption is that you allow them to use them because you want to do mitzvot with your possessions. Again, the assumption being is they're not going to do anything wrong with it, and they can put it back exactly where that they found it. Okay.
In this last example, analogous to checking behind the range in your kitchen, you have to hire somebody to pull it out because you're not strong enough.
No, but here I think you see it.
Sorry?
Here I think you see it. That case
well,
where
it's... You might know that there's...
But do you see it?
But
can you see it? But can you see it? If it's not, if you can't see it, then it's nafal al-gal. As if stones fell on it, so it's a different case. Here you see it; it's right there. It's just up on the rafters. Okay. Next Mishnah. Okay, Rabbi Yehuda Omer. Rabbi Yehuda says that there are three times of Bedikas Chametz, which our initial assumption is going to be that he's saying that you have to check three times, which is number one, Botkim or Arba Asar. You check the night before the night of the 14th, right, which is at night. Ube Arba Asar Shachris. Excuse me, the 14th during the day. And during the moment of Bior, which is during the sixth hour of the 14th day. That's what Rashi says. The Chacham, sorry, that's what Yehuda says. Chacham Ormim says, no, lo badak or la basar. To figure out what he says, there are four zmanim here. If you didn't check on the night of the 14th, yivdok ba'arbasar, check on the 14th. Lo badak ba'arbasar, if you didn't check on the 14th, yivdok b'toch ha-moed. You check during the moed. What does moed mean? Rashi says, Bishashishis, during the sixth hour, Shehu Moed Habir, because that's the time of destruction. That's what Moed means according to Rashi. Lo Badak Besocha Moed, if he doesn't check during the sixth hour, Yivdok LaAchra Moed. Check after the Moed, which is the beginning of the seventh hour, which is until the end of the night. That's what Rashi says about Besocha Moed, not Besocha Moed. And then the Gemara just says over here, Umasha Mishayer, anything that you checked and you found and you leave over, Yanichel Vitsina. Put it in a careful place, and we tell the kids, put that bag, make sure you know where it is. Kidei shelo yetzar b'dika acharav. Because if you lose it, then you have to check again. Okay, so Rashi had said, but besocha moe, lo besocha moe talks about the sixth hour and the seventh hour. Toso says, the last Toso says, Peirus HaKunchers, and Rashi explained, b'shoa shishas, the moe is a shoa shishas. V'kasha de la Rabbi Yehuda karile shas habior. Right, other places we call it shas habior. Right, Yehuda in his Mishnah called it shas habior. And then the Chachamim call it Moed. Why they change the language? If they're talking about the same time, right? V'la Mishin L'shono. Ella Tosa says literally, B'socha Moed Hainu Mitchila Sheva Ad Sofa Pesach. Ula Achar Moed Yivduk Kadesh Lo Yis. So the Chachamim, according to Tosa, he's saying, if you didn't check it before the Zman Isser Chametz, check their house B'socha Moed, which means from the seventh hour until the end of Yontif to go check. Why are you checking, and even if you don't check during the Moed, check after the Moed. Why are you checking after the Moed? Because we didn't get to it yet, but we all know the din of Chametz or Olav Pesach. You have to make sure to find Chametz that didn't pass Pesach. That's Asim Midarabanan. Right, so he says, right, Yivdo Kadesh Lo Yisarigo Chametz Shel Isser B'Shel Hetev Yochena. And then Tosfos explains why Rashi doesn't say this. V'Rashi Lo Rata Lefarish. Rashi doesn't want you to say that you can have to check after the Yontif at all. Because according to Rashi, the whole purpose of checking is so Shema Yavor Abal Yirah Abal Yamatze. That's what the first Rashi in the Masechta is. So after the Moed, you're not going to be violated by Yirah Abal Yamatze. That's why according to Tosfos, Rashi has to reinterpret the words Moed to mean not Yontif and before Yontif and after Yontif, but before Shasa Bior and after Shasa Bior. Right? So he's Rashi Lo Ratz LeFarish Kain Mipnei Pirish BeMishnah DeBotkim Shelo Yavor Abal Yirah. Okay, that's the Tosfos. The Gemara just says. My time, the woman repeats the Gemara. My time, the Rabbi Yehuda. So Rabbi Yehuda has three times you check, and the Chacham have this fourth time. So my time, the Rabbi Yehuda, they have to check three times. Rav Chizda, Rabbi Rahuna, the Amri Tarvai, they both say, because it says, Keneged Sholosh Hashbasos. Three times in the Torah, it says the Lashon Hashbasos of getting rid of your Chametz. Right? Number one, Keneged Sholosh Hashbasos, She Batorah. Lo Yerola Chachametz, Lo Yerecha Seor, Shmos Perik Gimel Pasuk Zayin. Shiva Siyam Asur Lo Yimatzabi Baseichem, 7 days you can't find Sur in your house, Shmos Perikid Beis Pasuk Yates, and then again, Achma Yom Arishum Tashpisus Omri Batechem. The first day, get rid of the chametz from your house. Shmos Perak Yibes Pasuk Dezvav. I don't know why that's three lashons of destruction. It only says Hashpasa once. It says Bal Yerah Bal Yematzeh three times. So maybe that's a right to Rashi that Bal Yerah Bal Hashpasa is related to Bal Yerah Bal Yematzeh. But he says Shalosh Hashpasos. First pasuk just says Lo Yireh Lecha. Second pasuk just says Lo Yematzeh. The third pasuk says Tashbisu. Okay. So it goes back and forth, right? It was the beginning of that's Machlokas Rashi, Tosfos, Ran, goes back and forth to what the Bidika is. So Tosfos says like you, yeah, we just saw that. It says it's only the Rabbanan. Rashi seems to say the beginning, the first Rashi in the Masechta says that you do Bidika to prevent Bayerol Bayamatze, which makes it sound like it's a Doraisa. The Ran explained that Rashi is saying that if you don't do Bittul, then Bidika, you have to do one or the other, right? So if you don't do Bidika, then the what? You just learn the concept, but you have to destroy it.
Right, but to learn the
how many times? All right. It's right, and the psukim only will tell you three times. It doesn't tell you which at what time on the clock do you do it these three times.
How can you explain the
Kol Shomer Pesach? So it's not.
So why? I mean,
but Tosfos says so he did do Bittul, if it's a case that we didn't do Bittul. Correct. He didn't do Bittul.
So
therefore, it's Chametz Lava Pesach. Why?
Because
he did not do Bittul. So that would be the case. He did not do Bittul. He didn't do it. Therefore, it's Chametz Lava Pesach. Okay, I guess we'll stop here. We'll pick up tomorrow by Masim.